I'm joined today by Wendy Topley-Morris. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, you're the founder of the Little Princess Trust.
Yeah, hi, Emily. I'm the founder of the Little Princess Trust. The charity was set up in 2006 in memory of my daughter, Hannah, who unfortunately we lost in June 2005 after she had a short illness of a Wilms tumour, during which she had chemotherapy treatment, which caused her to lose her hair. So we felt that a fitting tribute to her would be to set up a charity dedicated to providing real hair wigs to children and young people, because that was something that really did make a difference to her, and that wasn't provided elsewhere sufficiently. So in her memory, we set up a charity in 2006 and had no idea how quickly and how much the charity would grow over the years, because we provide around nearly 2,000 wigs per year currently. It really has shown what a great need there is for an organisation such as ours.
Absolutely. Now, the reason particularly for having a chat with you now is people may know that Henley Shipping did the Solving Kids Cancer fundraiser, which I've been growing my hair since, in fact, as well, and I continue to, because I'd like to donate my hair to the Little Princess Trust for a wig. But lots of people have booked in those hair appointments they've been desperate for months, and you really would like them to have a think about if they've got enough hair that they can send to you instead of just landing on the hairdresser's floor.
Absolutely, yes. We have actually been running campaigns through the lockdowns, encouraging people to grow their hair longer, and when they do eventually get it cut, to donate it to the charity, because as well as taking financial donations, we also take hair donations, and we turn them into the most beautiful wigs, which we then provide to our recipients. And we are really desperate for long hair, so actually we've tried to use the lockdowns and the fact that people haven't been able to get to the hairdressers to our advantage slightly, in that they're growing it a little bit longer. So even though it's been a huge inconvenience, there is ultimately a benefit to that if people want to looking to donate their hair, because we are desperate for donations of ideally 12 inches plus, but ideally 16 inches or more is where our highest demand is for wigs of the length that we make with 16 inches plus hair, but we have a real shortage of hair donations of that length. So yes, absolutely, if you're going to the hairdressers when they open up again, please do think about it, about if your hair might be suitable to be made into a wig and to donate to us. They can find everything they need to know about the requirements, length requirements, how to cut it, the instructions how to cut it, the guidelines on our website. So I would really encourage them to do that. If you're planning a big haircut, it might be something that your friends and family are willing to get behind to help you to fundraise, because there is a cost of turning your hair into a wig and actually fitting it on a child, and the entire journey of your hair from us receiving it here to actually having it made into a wig and fitted costs around between £550 and £650 to do that. We really, appreciate donations that come with the hair to actually see it through to its final destination, if you like. If people want to set up a fundraising page or request fundraising packs, we'd really encourage you to do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I said that I'm obviously growing mine a bit longer. It was going to be 7 inches to you guys, and now because of the lockdown, I've decided to go to 12 inches. But you also will take men's hair as well, won't you? Men's and boys. So if they have got slightly shorter, maybe 7 inches, instead of just saying, well, I can't donate, you'd be happy to take that as well, because you do get requests for boys as well as girls.
Well, absolutely. There is hair is non-gender. Hair. We can use hair from any gender, and that wig, the wig that we make from it, can also be used for any gender. This is actually a common misconception about the charity that we only provide wigs for girls, but we really don't. We have within our range of wigs, we make long wigs, we make medium length wigs, and we make short wigs. So we, you know, which can be cut down to styles for young boys and young men, and or anybody who just wants a shorter haircut, or a shorter hairstyle. So absolutely, we can take hair, as long as the condition is good of the hair and it meets the length requirements. Again, the longer the better. Then absolutely, we can use that hair, and we would really encourage people to think about donating it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so easy to do it, actually. Saying the guidelines are there on your website. Obviously, there are certain types of hair that might not be quite so suitable, so it's worth checking that out first and foremost. But it is very simple, that you do just have to have clean washed hair, chop it in a ponytail, send it to you guys, and it's pretty much that's it. So nice and simple. So do definitely check out the Little Princess Trust website for that. And for fundraising packs, as you said, get in touch. Very happy to direct you to these on the website. So just anybody that's had two minds about whether they think they are ready for the chop or they should donate their hair, just what's your last sort of plea to them before they did get the snip at the hairdressers?
Okay, well, don't despair if you can't get in as soon as they open, because if the longer it grows, the better. We would rather wait for that hair donation and get as longer length of hair as possible. I would also say, again, on the fundraising side of things, as I mentioned earlier, that there is a significant cost to actually turn your hair into a wig and fit it on a child of between £550 and £650. But also the charity funds vital research into all childhood cancers. So any money that is raised in addition to the cost of the wig that is actually funding paediatric cancer research. And we have we started funding research in 2016, and we've since become a really significant funder of childhood cancer research. So if I would urge people to look at our website and to see what we do, because we have so much impact with we can do so much with your fundraising. As I say, we can help with the hair, but also we can give hope for the future through the funding of our research. So please do look at our website and consider, as well as donating your hair, please consider fundraising for us, because we can do so much with that, and it's so needed at the moment. So that would be my plea.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Well, good luck with fundraising, and I do hope you get lots and lots more hair donations now as a result of the lockdown easing, people getting their hair chopped. Keep in touch with us and let us know how things are going.
I will do. Thank you so much.